Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program highlighting all the positive developments at the primary level. On today's program, several senior staff members at the Maypen Primary School share some of the ways they excite the minds of the over 2,000 children at the school. We also hear some of the school's achievements over the years. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. One of the oldest primary schools in the country, Maypen Primary has established itself as a center of excellence in Clarendon. With two shifts, the school serves over 2,000 children per day, many of whom come from far away just to ensure that they can say with confidence they attend one of the best schools in the parish. Principal Paul Scott says notwithstanding the high subscription, the school continuously strives for academic and extracurricular success to maintain its hard-earned reputation.
The literacy and the numeracy rate, we are now in line with that of the Ministry of Education, and we have implemented a number of programs over the last 2 years to ensure that we get to the goals of the Ministry of Education, which is 100% literacy and 85% numeracy. We have had support from USAID. What they have done, they have been working with our grade 1 to 3 students by providing literacy coaches. And this year, the government has even taken it on to provide us with a numeracy coach. And so far, since September 2014, we have been going on very well.
One of the keys to the school's longevity, Principal Scott says, has been its relationship with the wider community.
We have a very good relationship with our suppliers, with the community members, the business people. And one of the main programs that we're a part of is James and Friends Education Program. Now, this program really identifies persons, whether business people or just simple individuals, who can assist students to attend school. Students who are less fortunate and those who really do not have the kind of resources to come to school.
President of the Parent Teachers Association, Errol Brown, confirms the strong involvement of parents and community members in keeping Maypen Primary up and running at optimal capacity.
Each term, we have at least one parent seminar or workshop in which we get resource persons to come and talk about food and nutrition, how to let your child be street smart and safe at both home and the road and the school. We do also promote parent literacy. We have some teachers who volunteer to teach the parents exactly what their child is learning at school so that they can assist their child with homework.
Vice Principal at Maypen Primary, Jasmine Bailey, says the students are some of the most well-rounded you will ever meet due to the range of extracurricular activities they are exposed to. Clubs include Brownies, Cub Scouts, Red Cross, Girl Guides, 4-H, Culture Club, and Debate Club, just to name a few. But the brightest feather in the school's cap is its Speech and Drama Club.
We have some very talented students here, and so every year we try as best as possible to enter as many students to get them to nurture their skills and their talents. Last year, 2014, we had Rihanna Mitchell coming out on top. She was a top gospel finalist in the age group under 12.
And even when they're not winning, students always represent their school well, and for that they have earned the admiration of their teachers.
They are still our winners anyway, whether they win nationally or not, they are our winners. They are always striving, as our motto says, striving for excellence, and so we do encourage them to continue working hard.
Vice Principal at Maypen Primary, Jasmine Bailey. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Remember to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.